Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Ponder these questions. Why is it when archaeologists find human remains, they always determine they're either male or female and none of the other hundreds of genders? How is it that the government can't control gasoline prices, but the weather is something they think they can fix? We're churning out a generation of poorly educated people with no skill, no ambition, no guidance, and no realistic expectations of what it means to go to work. And if kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses. Bill Maher said he wanted to be a pirate. Thank goodness nobody took him seriously and scheduled him for eye removal and peg leg surgery. Why were we told to lower our air conditioning usage on hot days to prevent overwhelming the electric grid while simultaneously being told to trade in our gas cars for electric vehicles? Why is canceling student debt a good idea? Does it make sense to reward people who do not honor their financial commitment by taxing the people who do? Does it make sense to cut off oil from an ally and buy it from an enemy who calls for your death? Are we living in a time where intelligent people are silenced so that stupid people won't be offended? Is this a great description of America? Andy has left town and Barney is in charge. Why is talking sexually in the workplace considered sexual harassment to adults, but talking about sexuality to children in kindergarten is considered education? Eliminating the production of 500,000 American barrels of oil a day to buy 500,000 barrels of oil from somewhere else? Well, that's stupid. I saw a movie where only the police and military had guns. It was called Schindler's List. If your electric car runs out of power on the interstate, do you walk to a charging station to get a bucket of electricity? Why are we running out of money for Social Security and Medicare and not for illegals and free college? Hey, there's a coin shortage. America is officially out of common sense. If an 18-year-old isn't mature enough to own a firearm, then maybe 5-year-olds aren't mature enough to change their gender. Nobody called it toxic masculinity when we were saving the world. Mice die in mouse traps because they do not understand why the cheese is free, just like socialism. The most powerful governments on Earth can't stop a virus from spreading, but they say they can change the Earth's temperature if you just pay more taxes. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, perhaps you should give your legs to a veteran who lost his. That way, a real man can stand in your place. If socialism is so good and capitalism is so bad, then why aren't the caravans heading to Venezuela? Want to stop drunk drivers from killing sober drivers? Ban sober drivers from driving. That's how gun control and COVID lockdowns work.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.